Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Coming to America by historian Roger Daniels offers a sweeping, readable history of how immigration and ethnicity have shaped the United States from the colonial era to the contemporary age. Rather than treating immigration as a side story, Daniels presents it as a central engine of American development, influencing politics, labor, religion, culture, and ideas about who counts as an American. The book traces changing patterns of movement, from early Atlantic crossings and forced migration through slavery to the mass migrations of the 19th and early 20th centuries, and the renewed flows after the 1965 immigration reforms. Along the way, it highlights how law and public policy have repeatedly drawn boundaries around belonging through citizenship rules, exclusion acts, quotas, and enforcement regimes. Daniels also explores the evolving meanings of race and ethnicity, showing how groups once seen as outsiders became woven into national life, while new arrivals encountered familiar cycles of suspicion and adaptation. The result is a historically grounded guide to debates that still define American identity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, immigration as a foundational American story. Daniels frames immigration as a long-running, structural feature of American life rather than a modern disruption. He places early settlement within a broader world of empire, trade, religious conflict, and colonial competition, emphasizing that movement across oceans and borders was present from the beginning. At the same time, he treats forced migration, especially the Atlantic slave trade, as inseparable from the nation's demographic and economic formation, complicating any simple celebration of voluntary newcomers. The book shows how successive waves of arrivals interacted with existing populations, including indigenous peoples whose displacement shaped the conditions under which immigrant societies expanded. Daniels also underlines that migration patterns were never random. They followed labor demands, land opportunities, transportation innovations, and political upheavals abroad. This approach helps readers see immigration history as a set of connected eras rather than isolated episodes. By emphasizing continuity, Daniels explains why recurring controversies about loyalty, culture, wages, and security appear in multiple generations, even when the origin countries and religions of migrants change. The topic equips readers to understand the deep roots of today's arguments about assimilation, diversity, and national identity. Secondly, ethnicity, race, and the making of American categories. A major theme is how Americans have repeatedly constructed and reconstructed racial and ethnic categories, often tying them to power and access. Daniels explores how groups were labeled, sorted, and sometimes stigmatized, and how those labels shifted over time as politics, economics, and social attitudes changed. Ethnicity in the book is not merely heritage, it is a social position shaped by institutions, neighborhood life, work, intermarriage, and public narratives. Daniel shows that the boundaries of whiteness, for example, have expanded historically, allowing some European immigrant groups once treated as alien to be absorbed into a broader mainstream. In contrast, other groups faced more durable barriers rooted in law and custom. The book also examines how religion, language, and visible difference intersected with race in public debate, and how stereotypes could influence policing, schooling, and employment. By tracing how categories are made, Daniels offers tools for interpreting why people argue about terms like immigrant, minority, alien, or American. The topic highlights that identity is not fixed, it evolves through negotiation, conflict, and everyday adaptation. Thirdly, law, policy, and the gatekeeping of the nation. Daniels gives sustained attention to immigration law as an active force that shaped who could enter, who could become a citizen, and who remained vulnerable. He charts the evolution from relatively open early policies to increasingly formal systems of regulation, including exclusion measures and quota regimes. The book emphasizes that restrictions were frequently justified with claims about labor competition, public order, national security, and cultural compatibility, and that these rationales often overlapped with racial thinking. Daniels also discusses the institutional side of gatekeeping bureaucracies, documentation, ports of entry, and the uneven application of rules. By treating policy as history in motion, he shows how legal definitions can create new social realities, such as distinct categories of legal and illegal presence and varying pathways to belonging. This topic also clarifies the pivotal role of 20th century reforms, including the shift away from national origins quotas and the rising importance of family reunification and employment preferences. Readers come away understanding that the immigration system is not a neutral backdrop, but a set of choices reflecting competing visions of the nation. Fourthly, work, cities, and the economics of migration. Immigration in Daniels's account is closely tied to economic transformation. He connects major migration waves to the needs of agriculture, mining, railroads, manufacturing, and later service and professional sectors. The book explains how labor demand pulled newcomers into particular regions and industries, and how those patterns influenced the growth of cities and the formation of ethnic neighborhoods. Daniels also explores the tension between immigrants as a source of energy and entrepreneurship, and immigrants as targets of blame during economic downturns. Labor organizing, strike-breaking accusations, and debates over wages and working conditions recur across periods, illustrating how immigration becomes a proxy for broader anxieties about capitalism and class. The topic also highlights how upward mobility and occupational change occurred unevenly across groups, shaped by education access, discrimination, language barriers, and timing of arrival. Urban politics, machine organizations, and mutual aid societies appear as mechanisms through which immigrants navigated life in unfamiliar environments and built community power. By grounding immigration in work and place, Daniels helps readers connect abstract policy disputes to everyday life and economic opportunity. Lastly, assimilation, pluralism, and the ongoing debate over American identity, Daniels addresses the enduring question of what it means to become American, showing that assimilation has taken multiple forms. He examines classic pressures to adopt English, conform to civic norms, and distance oneself from old-world identities, alongside countervailing traditions of cultural persistence and pluralism. The book emphasizes that integration is shaped both by newcomers' choices and by the welcome or exclusion offered by institutions like schools, churches, employers, and government agencies. Daniels considers how wartime nationalism, Cold War politics, and modern culture wars influenced expectations about loyalty and cultural expression. He also shows how later immigration reshaped the conversation, with new source regions and more visible diversity prompting debates about multiculturalism, bilingual education, and the meaning of citizenship. Rather than offering a simplistic verdict, Daniels presents American identity as contested and dynamic, formed through compromise, conflict, and the everyday practices of community life. This topic encourages readers to see assimilation not as a one-way erasure of difference, but as a complex process that changes both newcomers and the society receiving them. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for readers who want a historically grounded understanding of immigration beyond slogans, including students, educators, policy-minded readers, and anyone trying to make sense of contemporary debates. Because Daniels connects migration to law, labor, war, and shifting ideas of race and ethnicity, the reader gains a clearer framework for interpreting current headlines, from arguments about border enforcement to disputes over who deserves citizenship and how diversity should be managed. The practical benefit is perspective recognizing repeating patterns of fear, opportunity, exclusion, and adaptation helps readers evaluate claims about immigrants with more nuance and less reflex, compared with many books that focus on a single era or a single community. Coming to America stands out for its broad synthesis and its insistence that immigration history includes both voluntary and forced movement, as well as the policies that defined belonging. It is worth buying for readers who want one reliable volume that links major turning points into a coherent narrative, showing how the nation's identity has been continually renegotiated through the arrivals, struggles, and contributions of diverse peoples. If you would like to support Roger Daniels, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.